Stephen W. Kastner was killed last week when his Humvee hit a roadside bomb in Iraq. His father, Stephen L. Kastner, had complained to the military about both training and equipment before his son's death. He says he's heard the same complaints now from many of the families of other soldiers in the unit.
The information that the parents have passed along to me from their sons about the training at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, has been amazingly uniform, and that is that the training was a total waste of time, that it was a joke, that it was worthless.
Now, with the help of Governor Doyle, Congressman James Sensenbrenner, and Lieutenant General Stephen Blum of the National Guard, he's gotten a commitment for what he was told would be an impartial investigation, including interviews with other soldiers in the unit. But National Guard spokeswoman Christine Munn defends the training given units headed to Iraq. She says the lack of enough armored Humvees is a result of the Guard being asked to do more than they have the money to do.
Right now it's a matter of essentially, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're taking from one unit to beef up another so that it's ready to go to war. The active duty Army has promised to resource the National Guard up to the levels equal to the active component, but that's a process that takes time and it takes money, and that's where we're at right now, and that's where we're working on trying to obtain that funding.
Kastner says he hopes the attention he's drawn to the issue will result in an end to the practice of using Humvees that aren't equipped to withstand the roadside bombs they're being attacked with.
The Humvees have to go. They're okay for driving around in the green zone. They're okay for driving around in Wisconsin up to Camp McCoy. They have to be pulled out of the risk areas of Iraq, and those men have to be supplied with proper equipment.
The father of another slain Wisconsin veteran, Ray Maida of Madison, agrees. He says when he heard the news of Stephen Kastner's death, he was saddened and disappointed. For him, it meant that little has changed since his own son, Mark, was killed by a roadside bomb near Baghdad just a little over a year ago. He says after his son's death, soldiers in the unit demanded better armored vehicles, and they got them.
A month later, they got hit by a similar explosion with the same amount of force. The only injury that the soldier that was in Mark's position sustained was a cut to his leg, and they attribute that to getting the higher armored Humvees. But they wouldn't have got those if they hadn't been so angry about, you know, Mark's death.
Maida is bitter about the war that killed his son, but Stephen Kastner says he believes his son died fighting for a good cause, securing the flow of oil from the Middle East. He just wants the military to do a better job of training and supplying the soldiers who are fighting it.
We're not utilizing them correctly. Our strategy is faulty, but we have to protect the oil supply. And if we're going to do that, we have to make it possible for them to do the job that's needed.
A public funeral for Kastner's son is planned for this Saturday in Mequon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.